Stories Podcast.
Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 170. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and I'm bringing you a whole bunch of stories that people sent in on the subject, the games we play. The background music you're hearing right now is by Guy David. You'll hear a story from him in a little bit. Until then, we've got a whole bunch of stories ready for you on this topic, and they're all 100 words long and contributed by people just like you. In fact, they may be clones of you. Yes, we scraped the inside of your cheek, got some epithelial cells, and grew exact clones of you. And then they recorded stories, and this is what they came up with. Now, some of the clones, we may have squished the cells around while they were growing, sort of like when you squish a Polaroid around and you come up with some real cool stuff. You get some real funhouse mirror effects. Oh, and one or two of them might be a chick. Or if you're a chick, they might be a dude. So, yeah, we kind of ran a few through the microwave, too. Anyway, here's Guy David and his story, because the winner of last week was Dale Ennis, but Dale didn't send in a topic or a story or even some flowers. We miss Dale. But come on, Dale will be back. And right now, here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 170. I'm Guy, and you can download my music for free at music.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is the games we play, and the background music is by Vivaldi. Enjoy! The rules are simple. For every time I touch her, I have to wash 3 dishes. For every time we kiss, I have to take out the trash 3 times. For every time I touch one of her nipples, the laundry have to be made 3 times. It's a dangerous game, but I play, forever bewitched by my love. Tomorrow, we are going to make love. I can only guess what the consequences would be. If you don't hear from me by this time tomorrow, please spread my remains across the river and send my undying love for my lady.
Thank you, Guy David. Hey, that sounds like a fun game. Is there a home version? Does Milton Bradley make one? That would be cool. You know, roll some dice, do the dishes. I kind of like that. You know, the missus has been out for a week, and I actually did dishes. I took out the trash, although I don't generate all that much trash. Although that's because I don't really, you know, take all the junk mail and gather it up. And I was going to go through the closet and throw a bunch of stuff out, and my goal was 1 bag of trash a day. You know, and just clean it out. Yeah, you see where that's gone. I was laying on the sofa for like 2 hours, Bruin curled up with me. I'm not going to get up and move Bruin out of the way. Poor little guy doesn't get enough sleepy against daddy time. So, yeah. Next up on the list here, next on the list of fun stories that people have sent in, Mick Bordet of Some Other Scotland. He's back, and here is his story.
Hello, Mick Bordet here from the Some Other Scotland podcast with my entry into this week's 100 word stories for the prompt games that we play. This is Waltzing with Werewolves. I have drifted across these prairies and wandered along this trail for so many long, lonely years to no avail. But now that I have found you and can hold you in my arms, I can't resist falling for your deadly charms. And I wonder how long it will be till the day that our love is torn apart by the games that we play with your animal instinct and my steel 45. I'm waltzing with werewolves in love to survive. The full moon will highlight the claws of my bride. Waltzing with werewolves, silver by my side.
And that, my friends, will be a number one hit this year, I guarantee it. Thank you, Mick. Some other Scotland. All the links of all of people's sites that are coming here to share their stories with you, they're all up in the show notes at podcastingguysfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites, but I want you to listen to all the stories before you vote. And if you're coming here and you don't listen to the show, you're not going to hear it. You know, you're just looking at all the text of the stories and you're like, oh, well, that's my friend. I'm going to click on that one. Listen to them all. Give everybody a shot. Well, except for the last one, but that's Planet Z. You don't ever vote for Planet Z. Don't do it. Next up is TJ. TJ Amon of, well, there's some story about, you know, TV is the new. You'll see. You look in the show notes, you'll see the link. Here's TJ's story.
Hi, my name is TJ. I'm a North Dakotan, and this is Clue. The clock on the mantelpiece struck midnight as Miss Scarlet entered the lounge's secret passageway. She froze, her heart in her throat, as heavy footsteps passed in the hallway. She knew what she'd seen, or rather, what she hadn't. The missing candlestick in the conservatory. The body splayed out, dark blood pooling. It was too horrible. As she moved to settle her nerves with a brandy, the looming shadows in the room disclosed her assailant. She shrieked. Too late, her suspicions confirmed. Mrs. White, in the lounge now, poised to strike once more with her bloodied candlestick.
Cool. Thank you, TJ. And it's good to know that South Dakota is not going to outdo North Dakota on this podcast. North Dakota rules. Let's see, who's next? Who's next on our list of friends of the podcast who have been a while for a long time but now coming back? Why, it's Planet X-Ray. That's right. That evil presence out there in the universe. It's time for Planet X-Ray to share their story with you.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is I, Planet X-Ray, with a 100-word story for the weekly challenge that has a topic selected by Jeffrey, the games we play. I hope you enjoy it. Mike's lips and tongue traced a moist path from one freckle to another along Linda's soft neck and shoulders. As he reached under her loose-fitting peasant blouse, he cupped each of her small but firm and perky breasts in his hands, massaging them gently. How do you like that, little girl? You want more? Mike asked. A moan emitted from Linda's lips as Mike brushed back her pigtails and softly nibbled on her left ear. Softly, Mike spoke into her ear. Maybe tomorrow night we can play nurse and doctor. Linda just answered, the games we play. Thanks for listening, and be sure to stop by my website at planetxpodcast.com. I'm sure Lawrence has a link in the show notes.
I sure do have a link to it in the show notes. I have links to everybody's podcast or website or charitable organization or maybe their profile on Death Row that's hosted by their respective state. We take all kinds here. Yeah, we sure do. Thank you, Planet X. It's good to see you back. After Planet X and his story about Linda with an I, let's go to Linda with a Y, although maybe that's just a thinly disguised symbol for Linda with a Y. You two can work that out on the side. I'll just play Linda's story here. God, now they're starting to fantasize about each other. You know, then there's going to be like a 100-word story's wedding, and they're going to have to keep the vows 100 words. Do I have to cater that one?
Hi, everybody. No, I'm kidding. It's me. It's Linda. Faking my way through yet another migraine. And I'm not even going to talk about it. I wouldn't give it the time of day. So, if I say it, you know, it's like, oh, you're making an excuse. Your story sucks already. We know it. I worked really hard on this one. This week's theme was the games we play. See? I'm playing with my microphone while I'm speaking. Not a good idea. So, I went to one of my favorite games. I know that. maybe I should rephrase that. I learned this as a child. No. But I did. I had a little plastic pop-o-matic bingo, and it was so much fun. Loved it. Used to take it out and be, hey, I want to play bingo, and everybody would be like, no. So, screw 'em. Here's my story. Enjoy.
I didn't mind so much when my family put me in a home because I never liked those selfish bastards. And once I discovered strip bingo night, I was sorry I didn't commit myself sooner. At first it was a little weird watching my new neighbors struggle to get their shirts off when their first numbers were called. And I regretted having my cataracts removed when some of them got close to winning, but then I made a lot of new friends when I yelled all I needed was an 069. That old coot Harold Blonsky hasn't stopped laughing.
Thank you, Linda. You know, I grew up in an area where there were a lot of kids, but I didn't get along with a lot of them. So we had the Atari and the Apple, my brother and I, and for a while there, my sister. And you don't want to know. You don't. I played with the dog a lot. Yeah. Oh. Thank you, Linda, for bringing up those bad memories. Next up is Anima. Now, she said she didn't have a story. And then at the last moment, inspiration struck. So while she's recovering in the hospital, while inspiration wounded from, you know, hit by inspiration, send your best. What do you send your best? Send your best. And here's Anima with her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 170, The Games We Play. Thank you very much to Guy David for the music. This is Opening Gambit. White Pawn to D4. I noticed your van double parked. Looks like you could use a hand. The classic opening move. Does this sound sincere? Black Pawn to D5. I do have two, but if you're offering assistance... Queen's Gambit. This one's a little sharpie. I like that. White pawn to c4. I have to run down the street for a few minutes, but I've got time to help you move the rest of those boxes if you can wait. You shouldn't have to do all this manual labor alone. Will the queen accept or decline?
Oh, I know that gambit. She should say yes. Yes, yes, accept. Or, I don't know. Thank you, Anima, and a speedy recovery to you after having been hit by inspiration so quickly, so swiftly, so hard. Now, next up, I probably should have had at the beginning because there was no winner coming back, and we always put the rookies first, but I wanted to have these two together, and you'll see why. This one is by Ellie Bean. You may recognize her voice from some stories before. I won't give in the secret until later. Okay. Here's... Welcome to the podcast, formally, Ellie Bean.
The fact that there was more liveliness in this place than there had been for years brought joy to the families of the community, so Greta knew her team was counting on her. This shot can make or break everything they worked so hard for. Saying a little prayer, she swung by the sweat of her brow. The ball glided down the smooth surface and strike. She had made the shot. Cheers were let out all around. Greta had proudly won. She passed the Wii remote to the next player, and the boisterous man declared,
"Prune juice is on me!"
Oh, that was fun. Thank you, Ellie Bean. Now, what's the secret of Ellie Bean? Well, perhaps it may be that she kind of shares the... You heard the little in the background. Yeah, that was Melody. You may have heard Melody before and heard Ellie Bean before in Justin's stories. And here's Justin Lowmaster. Space Turtle. So it's a whole Space Turtle family. This is going to become the Space Turtle podcast or something at some point. When I give up and I'm just sick of this after about 9 or 10 years, yeah, that's where it's going. Or it may just fold into Great Heights. I don't know. What do you think should happen? Should I just give up now? I didn't start this until 1. I don't know. It was like morning and... Bruin didn't want to get up, and yeah, I woke up at 8, and I was like lazy, and then I was like, listen to Susan Jewell for an hour, and I don't know, and fell asleep again. Oh well, here's Justin Lowmaster, the Space Turtle.
Space Turtle. Justin Lowmaster here with my 100-word story. It's going to be part 3 of a Shrouded Country Road, whatever I called it. Anyways, so it looks like consistently 7 p.m. Wednesdays I'm going to be doing something in Second Life, whether it's reading stories of somebody else's or my own, playing some music, interpretive avatar animations. So that'll be... at Turtle Beach, of course, or if I'm reading at West of Ireland, it will be there, and possibly some other random places. And, excuse me. For some reason I'm tired after working all week. Also, planning on looking at, seeing if I can stream my screen, or at least the audio, while I'm doing stuff, so those who don't or can't use Second Life can enjoy the comfort of their own real life. I hear weird animal noises. We're going to the zoo tomorrow, and my wife's looking at videos of the zoo, which we're going to see tomorrow. Anyways, whatever. Anyways, here's my story, part 3 of whatever I called it, Country Road. Marcus turned and fled. He dodged a torrent of pulse laser blasts. Dirt showered everywhere. A boulder near A boulder exploded near him, and red filled his vision. More zombies rose, and Marcus slowed as they grasped at him. Guts flew around him as zombies were massacred by a hail of beams and rockets. An increasing number of explosions tossed him clear of the zombies. He headed towards a knee-high fence and tried to jump it several times, unsuccessfully. A rocket hit him, exploding him into giblets. Marcus shoved the keyboard away, shouting at the screen, "Stupid game! Let me jump the fence!"
Isn't that always the way? You know, they think 2D with these maps, and they never let you do all sorts of things that would make sense if you were running around them, like, you know, oh, wow, there's something I can go stand behind. Oh, there's a door. I should be able to open it. Oh, there's a car. I should be able to get in and hide. No, it's just a blob that you can't really get into. It's just shaped like a car. It's just painted like a car. It's drawn like a car, but it's not real. Anyway, thank you, Justin. I'm going to get 7 SLT blocked out in the calendar for Wednesdays for you there. Usually there's a Rocky DJ thing. You know, Rocky and DJ and all that, they're all, who knows what they do at the Yak these days? I don't know. I don't go there. It scares me. The Yaks scare me. They really do. And, you know, I don't know. For a while there was like all this talk of, you know, oh, Dick Cheney shooting in the face jokes and this and that and General doing stuff about McCain that, you know, it just got so tiresome and the Palin crap. That we all know that, yeah, she's corrupt, but none of the other stuff was real. And it just, I get tired of it. I don't know, maybe I'll listen to the music. I'll steal the stream and, like, listen to music for a bit. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Or I'll probably be filming stuff with Zen. We gotta get some videos out, I think. We gotta get that stuff done. Anyway, thanks, Shiv, and, let's, now that we've gotten the Lowmaster family reunion out of there, we used to have the Smiths, you know, when Patty, Smitty Gal, and Rocky, Uncle Rocky, and Tom with a silent four, you know, when they were here. Now it's the Lowmasters because the Smiths don't love us anymore. They don't love me anymore. I just look out the window and see them barbecuing. And, you know, it's like they're barbecuing a baby seal. They don't invite me. I have a wine that's perfect for baby seal right here. They know I have it, and they just make me sit here, so I drink it on my own. Baby seal cheese. I'm just going to let Danny Mackle tell his story. I'm going to go off and cry now.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories podcast, weekly challenge number 170. The topic this week was selected by the winner of the previous weekly challenge, and that was Jeffrey Height. Be sure to go over to greatheights.blogspot.com and get yourself a chance to be in the Patio Book Anthology. I believe there are around 10 slots left. And that will be featured on patiobooks.com, and it's a really cool opportunity for young new authors to start getting their exposure and all of that fun stuff. Mr. Height's topic pick for this weekly challenge was The Games We Play. And here is my entry. I drove my silver 1932 Roadster down to the boardwalk. This car is a real panty dropper, but I prefer to pay for the good stuff. I blew my wad on the hooker and hotel. Didn't matter. Payday was right around the corner. I cruised around town to Marvin Gardens to get some blow. The good stuff. Not the third-rate shit they cut with baking soda over on Baltic Ave. Live fast, die young. I drove the panty dropper toward my house on Pacific to get high and die. Didn't see that damn cop until it was too late.
Way to go, Kent! Woohoo! Yeah! Yeah, he'll be arrested in a year for date rape. You pervert! It always starts with that, doesn't it? And then he's going to be like, you know, growing old, and he'll become a professor at Harvard. Cops will come because he broke into his own house. Neighbors got crazy. And then he'll yell at the cops, and he won't stop yelling.
Get off of my lawn! You're arresting me because I was a football star, and you were football stars, and I wound up a professor, and you wound up being cops. I ought to beat you with my cane.
That's exactly how it happened. Yeah, to the word. Yeah. Right. Now that I blithered like I do on Coronaverse and the whatever and the this and the that and everywhere else, that you people think I do all this stuff, and really I don't. I just kind of make it look like it. I'm just, you know, a prop. Whatever. I'm going to the ball game later today, so I better get this crap done. What else? You know, most other podcasts, they treat their podcast like a work of art, and they pimp it up. And they say, woo, yeah, this is going to be the best podcast in the world. I've done 100 of these, and now I'm going to do 101. Yeah! Not me. Screw that crap. You know, after 4 years and almost 2,000 episodes, it really starts to get you down. And unless you're like one of these Leo Laportes, where you give up all your sources of income except for this online media crap, yeah, you got a serious stick up your butt for doing this shit. Yeah, either you do this, or your kids starve and eat you in your sleep. You know, or you're some Adam Curry type that bullshits a bunch of stupid venture capitalists. Not me. I'm in it for the art. But the art can get you down, man. So you gotta do it on your own. You gotta keep on moving. Actually, it's been just pretty quiet this week. Although my left shoulder. Ugh. I need to find a better way of running the laptop in the living room. Ugh, just, I am at the worst freaking angle. If I were a bridge, I'd have collapsed by now. I'm just, whatever. I blithered enough. Even though delaying Planet Z story is a noble act in and of itself, there's only so much I can do. Here's Planet Z.
There was only one comic book, and both Bobby and Joey wanted it.
Loser duel,
they said together, and nodded. First one to cry or bleed loses, said Joey. Bobby didn't cry when he broke his arm, or his leg. Joey didn't cry at his father's funeral. They were cold, heartless kids, numb to the core. The world had destroyed their capacity for tears. Bobby and Joey passed the tweezers back and forth, the tiny pile of nose hairs growing slowly on the kitchen table. Joey drew first blood, a tiny trickle of red. Bobby took the polyethylene bag, smiling.
And that's it for Weekly Challenge number 170, The Games We Play. Thank you to everybody who sent in their stories, who recorded them, who love you enough to give of themselves each and every week. And thank you to those who didn't send in stories, because we miss you. But one day you'll be back, like Planet X. Or you won't be back, like how many people? God, almost 100. Tom used to keep stats on that. He's, I don't know where Tom went. Oh well. Tom will be back someday. I think. I hope. If anyone knows where Tom is, let him know that we miss him. But that's okay. That's alright. He's probably doing something like saving lives or building things. It'll be cool to see what he builds. You can check out the show notes at podcastinggodsfullofcrap.com for links to everybody's stories and text format, the links that they share, that they want you to see. Hey, I'm doing over here. You heard that Great Heights is putting together a patio book. So if you've got something to put in there, I won't take up space in it. No, there are people that need exposure. I don't need exposure. I don't want it. I don't want exposure. You get all the exposure. I don't want it. The music you're hearing is by Guy David. He's providing all his music for free, that you can include with your stories to make them sound really good. Okay, I've been silly enough. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.